This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Sweet creature, had another talk about where it's going wrong, but we're still young. We don't know where we're going, but we know we belong. No, we're starting two hearts in one home. It's hard when we argue, we're both stubborn, I know. But oh, sweet creature, sweet creature, wherever I go, you bring me home. Sweet creature, sweet creature, and I run out of road, you bring me home. Running through the garden, oh, where nothing bothered us, but we're still young. I always think about you and how we don't speak enough. Oh, we started two hearts in one home. No, it's hard we argue, we're both stubborn, I know. But oh, sweet creature, sweet creature, wherever I go, you bring me home. Sweet creature, sweet creature, when I run out of road, you bring me home.
Caught you off guard there, didn't we, Lizzie?
My chair's shrunk really low down.
Oh, you do look quite low today.
Yes, I'll do a little swapsie. How are you?
Good. Welcome, everyone, to Access All Areas.
Welcome to FUBAR Radio. And I'm here just by the skin of my teeth.
Well, it's been a busy week for you, hasn't it, Lizzie?
It has, darling. Been a whirlwind. But I'm here to tell the tale, and I'm going to tell the tale.
Yeah, please do tell the tale.
There's a few tales going around. I just want to confirm I am not Nigel Farage, your girlfriend.
Farage. I mean, you
yes.
can't even say his name right,
no.
so...
No, he's not my new boyfriend, just thought I'd let you know.
So why might people be saying that, Lizzie?
Because he attended my party. He arrived.
You're very fabulous.
A surprise guest. Yeah, I had a birthday party, in case you don't know.
I know, I was there.
On Tuesday. And it turned into an epic party.
Wow.
Blow my own trumpet. It was though, wasn't it? Good.
It was very good. I mean, it was busting at the seams with celebrities.
It was busting is the word. And loads of flowing champagne.
Loads.
Great food at Chai Kitchen and then on to Tramp Nightclub. It was wild.
Yeah.
But loads of things went on. And if you keep listening, I'm going to let you into some secrets of what really went on.
Please do.
At Lizzie Cundy's birthday. It was good fun, though.
No, you had a very exciting guest list.
I know, it was really sweet. Do you know what? I felt the love. I felt real love.
And so you should. That birthday cake was incredible.
Wasn't it just?
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it. Nearly took my hair out. Those what was it? Like fireworks going off.
Certainly were, yeah.
And
so who was there? Who was there? Big names. Reel them out.
Well, hello, it's Nigel. I have to call him back. Doesn't he know I'm on the radio? Well, obviously, Mr. Nigel Farage was there, turned up, surprise guest.
Yep, enjoying a little G&T or whatever
he was drinking. He had a little G&T. We had Kate Garraway, good friend.
Gorgeous, Good Morning Britain.
We had a few of the Good Morning Britain.
Ranveer Singh.
Do you love Ranveer?
We were having a lovely long chat, Ranveer. She was saying how she listens to the show. She really likes what we're doing.
Well, we've got to get her on.
Yeah.
She's the political news sort of broadcaster.
Yeah,
now.
She does the news.
And ITN News. Yeah. I had a bit of a political thing going on.
Really did?
Yeah, because I'm getting into politics.
But it... Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we will.
But, well, it wasn't all politics. You had Anthea Turner, your good friend Anthea, Joe Wood.
Anthea, Joe Wood. We've got them all. They all
Gillian
were
there. Gillian McKeith.
Denise Welsh.
Denise Welsh. Her husband Lincoln.
Claire Sweeney.
Claire, the gorgeous Claire Sweeney.
Do you love Claire? She looked good.
She did look really good.
I mean, I have to say, Ola and James, Strictly Come Dancing lot were there.
Yeah,
and she got lots of press in that little red dress.
Yeah.
There was so much press from that party.
You certainly were all plastered all over the papers.
Yeah, and today, there's lots in the papers today with me and Nige.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing.
So what's the deal?
All these men in there, and they've picked on poor Nigel.
What's the deal? You are just good friends.
Yes. Yeah, we are.
Okay, you make it sound dodgy when you say it like that.
We are friends. I've always said he's friends. He's been on the Fubo radio show before. He, I originally met him at the British Curry Awards with James Whale. And we were sitting together at the table and I just made him laugh. You know,
as
you do,
funny gal.
And I was presenting on that, and he was giving it out an award. But he just was funny, and I think whether you like him or not, and I know there was a little bit of trouble there. But if you even if you don't like what he believes in or not, he's actually he is fun and funny guy. But that we just kept in touch. That's all, and I've.
But he's quite an unusual person to keep in touch with, seeing as he's now hanging out with the likes of Donald Trump. President of the United States, Donald Trump.
Yeah, they're best buddies. They truly are.
How odd to be one separation away from Donald Trump.
I told you there was only one step away. And, Donald's seen the mail online, apparently. Wants me to get friends with his wifey. Anyway.
Jesus Christ.
I know, what a mad life. But no, it was good fun. But me and Nigel are friends.
Okay. Good to know.
Okay.
Good to have clarified that.
I just thought I'd let you know that.
I'm glad. So what else have we got coming up on the show? We've got a busy old show today.
We have got the most busy show.
Now, I went to go do a little pre-record interview last Friday.
Right.
With the lovely Kevin MacLeod.
Oh.
So we're going to be playing that today from Grand Designs, you know. So we're going to be playing that.
I love that show.
Very good, isn't it?
Not that I'm in very often in my onesie with my feet up on the sofa, but when I am, I watch that.
Yeah, it's a good one. Well,
we talk
all about the show, about interior design, all the full works, the full kit and caboodle.
Fabulous.
We also have Hayley Leach from Obsessive Compulsive Cleaners.
I need to talk to her.
Yeah.
I want to get that disease of wanting to clean everything. I think I've got the opposite.
You're quite messy. You're a mucky pup.
I'm not messy. No, I'm not messy, but I'm not. My dad was like, everything in order was alphabetical order. Everything
Same.
Was so neat.
Same.
The cushions were in a certain way. No, if you, moved a little ornament. And so I think I rebelled a little bit.
Okay.
I was a bit rebellious because I was brought up with nuns, very strict.
Oh, yeah, you were, weren't you? Forgot about that.
So I think that's why I am the way I am.
You've only got your shoulders on display today, Lizzie.
I think I'm quite covered up. I've got I wanted to be cosy after my late lack
of... I don't know if I would say...
I had no sleep, seriously, after my party. But if you keep tuned, I will tell you what's gone on,
good.
Really.
Well, and then...
Because I'm getting lots of calls.
Yes, I can tell. And we have one more guest, Nicole Bass, who was famous for being on X on the Beach and briefly on Howie. She's an ex of Lewis Blores, who I don't think you're a fan of.
Lewis. I have a story to tell her about Lewis.
Oh, me too. I've seen him naked.
Oh!
Completely. Starkers,
really?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was for a magazine shoot. But I was the first person.
Was that a fine sausage? Or a cocktail?
It was. I shan't comment. it was his. I did his first ever. I was his first ever interview. Me. I did it.
And it'll be his last. No. He's. Look, I'm
it's
never.
It's about 4 years ago.
Really?
Mm hmm.
Okay, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, so we'll get to chat with her. Yeah, and she's got a fashion range out, so we're going to talk to her about that. Maybe you can get some
little
tips.
Outfits. Your tips. And how to put some clothes on. Someone keeps stealing my clothes.
From you, while
yes.
they're on.
Did you like my gold dress, actually?
I did love your gold
did
dress.
Did you?
Yeah. I have to say, it was. You could see a lot, but I thought it was
well,
still nice.
You could see a lot, but not.
Yes, a hint.
A hint?
Hint of boob.
A hint of... That's all you could say. Good. Jim Davidson, who was also there.
Oh, yeah. Jim. Oh, yeah. I
forgot
about
that
one.
It was a mad random... And Lady C.
Lady C with her cat handbag. Is it cats?
Huge handbag. I said, what have you got in there? She went, it's a handbag. I was like...
yes, Lady Colin Campbell.
Who gave me some very funny stories from the jungle.
Oh,
she's
bet.
Very amusing.
Yeah, I bet.
There were some mad people
odd.
There.
Yeah, they really were.
There was a mad mix of the good, bad and the ugly, wasn't it?
And the drunk, like me.
Yeah, you were tiddled.
I was a bit tiddled. And then I've damaged my neck.
Is it still bad?
It's not so bad today. It was during the day, but actually it's kind of calmed down a bit now.
I thought you were sort of walking like a robot.
That's just the way I walk, though. Nothing new about that.
But listen, I'm glad you had a good time.
We had a fabulous time.
And if you want to read about it, it's everywhere.
Just Google Lizzie Cuddy's birthday party. You can read all about it. Sadly, I didn't.
How good did Denise Welsh look?
She did look really good.
Amazing.
I like her new dark hair.
And I love her father in that suit.
He did look funny. He would.
Vin is the love of my life.
Oh.
I
not
love
Nigel.
Him. No, Nigel. Poor Nigel. He comes Lizzie to a party and then he's all like everywhere.
He did come by himself, didn't he?
Yeah. Listen, he's allowed to. Oh, poor thing.
I'm
really
stitching you up here, aren't I?
Yeah, fine. Believe you me, we are friends.
Good.
He's
glad to hear it.
He's not my new boyfriend. Okay,
well, I want a bit more gossip. But first, shall we play a bit of Lady Gaga?
Fabulous.
You cause you're tired, cover you as you desire. When you fall asleep inside my arms, may not have the fancy things, but I'll give you everything you could ever want. It's in my arms. So baby tell me yes, and I will give you everything. So baby tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby tell me yes, and I will give you everything. I will be right by your side. If I can't find the cure, I'll fix you with my love. No matter what you know, I'll fix you with my love. And if you say you're okay, I'm gonna heal you anyway. Promise I'll always be there. Promise I'll be the healer. Rub your feet, your hands, your legs. Let me take care of it, babe. Close your eyes, I'll sing your favorite song. I wrote you this lullaby. Hush now, baby, don't you cry. Anything you want could not be wrong. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. So baby, tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. I will be right by your side.
presents
Hennessy Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Wrestlekicks.
Because you just really love, like, grassroots, you know?
Like, undiscovered really new stuff, you know?
Yeah, that thing's just, like, completely unhyped.
Enough of that, I'm going on my gap year.
Papa's donating a good punch of money for me to do this.
Yeah. Dipping into the trust fund.
My girl wants a mane as a scarf, so I need to sort that out now. Okay, she wants it completely organic and original.
Okay. Let's snap out of this shit.
Yeah, let's stop it. That was quite fun, though.
It's nice to be rich for a moment, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday,
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Wrestlekicks.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So gonna get to clapping. Go pop it for a plan. Pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want,
just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Cool jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on ice. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico mama sister. I would never make a promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never be. Shopping sprees in Paris. Everything 24 carats. I take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us.
Say it's us.
And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. For you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Having a bit of a gossip there, weren't we?
I was, thankfully. Stopped off just
air.
In time.
Just off air.
Phew, what a week so far.
So tell me, give me some of the fun goss that happened at the party. Mm. What was going down, stuff I didn't see?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I had a lovely chat with Kate Garraway.
Yes.
Who is a big fan of the show, which is really nice to hear.
And she's been on the show a few times.
She's been on the show, yeah. And yeah, she was lovely, I have to say.
There were lots of... Do you know what I felt with this party? Out of many I go to, there was lots of just nice people. There was a lot of, I felt a lot of love.
Yeah, there weren't any like arseholes around. It was kind of a nice vibe.
Yeah, there was a, well, yeah, you're right, there weren't. And it was the drinks were flowing.
Yeah.
You know, and it was fun. And it was great to see Denise. She'd just been in LA and flew back.
She's been filming, hasn't she? She's in a new TV show. Yes.
And she's done this 15-minute movie. They're talking about it with Ross King today.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw it.
On Lorraine, yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? It is absolutely... She's amazing. She flew back specially and got there.
Good for her.
Do you know what I mean? That's a real friend.
I'll be writing more about her when I start my new job.
Of course. Oh, God, yeah, because that magazine... I love her.
Yeah, so I've handed in my notice. I'm going to Bella magazine.
Yeah, but that is a very popular magazine.
It is very popular. Can't deny it's a big seller.
It's a huge seller.
But yeah, so it'll be writing all about Denise and Anthea and all and co. Anthea was actually on the cover this week.
No, yeah. About what? Oh, her
how
her
she
divorce.
How she yeah how she caught her cheating man.
Mm.
Well, so yeah, I'll be doing all of that kind of stuff from June.
You know what?
Maybe try and get you in there, Lizzie.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, well, God knows. Yeah, but say Best, I find a lot, they write shocking headlines, like on Eamon and Ruth all the time.
Yeah.
And I think, where do they get that from?
Well, usually they get it from stuff they said.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
They're actually quotes.
Yeah, yeah, genuine quotes. They're not made up.
Now, at my birthday party, were you on duty or off?
I was off duty that night. I was not working.
You were off duty, baby.
Yeah, I was not. I was not doing much work.
But it was a bit crazy because at one time there was everyone was like wanting their pictures taken, and there was like a scramble. I thought a fight was going to break out. And we had just one photographer. I didn't want any because I wanted people to relax.
You had loads of paps outside.
They were all at the outside, but I thought, well, only one photographer in. People don't really bothered. But the people fighting for pictures, like, I need one. I need one. There was Dr. Pam Spurk wanting one. And then I had, you know, Kate Garraway. We had, you know, Denise. And they were all like, he was like, one at a time. We went like,
What's the name of your photographer friend?
He comes Andy Barnes.
Andy Barnes. I was like, Andy, you never take my picture. And he went, Stephen, no one wants it.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said to me.
That's evil.
I was like, excuse me, I know people in high places.
Silly thing to say. Is that what he said, really?
Yeah. Yeah. He was joking around.
It was harsh. That was harsh. Now, I've seen it before, and he said, Lizzie, have you got a different outfit? And I go, no, because that will never make. I remember going, excuse me? It's me as a person.
I am still just a person.
I am a human being, you know. But no, it was so busy though. So we arrived. I got there at 6, and I thought, oh my God, you know, you get a bit worried.
No one's going to turn up.
I thought, are they going to turn up? Is people going to arrive? And I thought, oh,
it was
no.
Busy when I got there, and that was about then, 7:15.
I know. And then before I knew it, it was Ramadamad.
Yeah, it really was.
It was packed. Did you eat the food?
I had lovely food. My friends all taking. I was taking all the veggie stuff.
You had your friend Kate.
My friend Kate was there. Yeah, we had a good time. She stood in for you a couple of times on
she
this
has.
Show.
She's very good. She's very good.
Yeah, we had a good time.
I got there at 6 and I really needed a wee. I'll just tell you that. And they said, no, we need a photo before everyone arrives. You need to do this. Where are all the goodie bags? I walked out nice little goodie bags for everyone. And then before I knew it, everyone was coming in. And I thought,
suddenly
oh,
there was the cake.
There was the cake. And the violinist was like,
oh,
electric.
Yeah, that was good.
Do you like the violinist?
Yeah, really good.
And I was like, oh my God, I need to do a wee. And then 10 o'clock, I still hadn't done a wee. The whole night, I was going, I need to get in there.
Oh, dear.
And there was only one loo in there.
Yeah, there was. That's true. That's something they could maybe adjust. Other than that, Try Kitchen, stunning.
Thank you. And food.
I would say, really good. I would definitely go back.
I went back there today.
Oh, did you?
Picked up halfway presents.
Oh, ooh, nice.
I have got more perfume that will last me for the year.
Oh, Baze. What? Honestly,
smelling
perfume
like
and aftershave
beautiful.
Is the one thing you always want to get someone else to buy you, isn't it?
Honestly,
it's
the
bitch
is.
Buying it. And it's good if you just have it.
No, it was unbelievable. Let me tell you, fabulous.
Good. Well, I'm glad.
Good. Oh, it was a good night and everyone had a great time.
Well, it was the showbiz event of this week, but something has overshadowed you today. I don't know if you...
dare.
Now, everyone thought the Queen had died this morning, didn't they? Big showbiz news.
Oh, well, I thought it was going to be Harry getting married.
So there was an emergency meeting, wasn't there, that they announced 3 o'clock in the morning. So all the American websites had picked it up, and obviously while we were all asleep. And rumour was going around that Queen or Prince Philip had died, or they were going to abdicate. Queen was going to abdicate and pass on the throne. Mm. No. What actually happened was Prince Philip is retiring at the age of 95.
Oh, my yawn. I mean, he looks... No, I mean, the man... I was going to say something I shouldn't, but
he looks tired.
He looks tired. He needs to put his feet
up. He needs a break.
He needs a good break.
And I mean, it's not like he's down the mine.
No.
But.
No, but he's on his last legs. He is. He's 96. He's had a good innings. No, but he is. He's had a great innings. He's been active. He's been well. Uh-huh. Now, time to rest. At 96.
I mean, if you can't rest at 96, when can you rest?
And he's known for his little funny outbursts and hasn't he?
He's certainly not shy of telling it like it is he?
But he's a good guy, isn't he? Do you like him? Have you met him?
No, I've seen him a few times, different things. Yeah, he's been a steadfast support for the Queen,
I mean,
over
96,
the years.
Wouldn't you be happy if you said I lived till 96? That's a ripe
age. I don't know
age.
If I want to live to 96.
Mm, he must be a bit deaf.
Amongst many other things. I think if you're in good health, then fine. But the chances of you being in very good health at 96, the amount I drink, it's unlikely.
God knows what I'll be like. I mean, I look great for 87.
What birthday were you celebrating, Lizzie?
I have to say, how good was my speech? Did anyone listen to me? I did. I remember one time.
You did do a good speech.
Did I? Mm-hmm. Did you like it?
Yep.
Thank you.
What I can remember, I was pretty drunk by then. But.
Everyone, I, my friend, I said, did you like the cake? Did you like the violinist? She was like, what cake? What violinist? I said, because I was pissed by hate. I was like, you're joking. It was because it was a bit early. And there was so much drink.
So much drink, Lizzie, honestly.
Thank you.
No, no.
Right, did I not look after my guests?
You really honestly did. And I think there are only two things you need for a good showbiz party. Mm. And that's drink and food. There doesn't even have to be music as long as you have drink and food.
Drink and food.
And so many people, when they're throwing parties for, you know, celebrities or whatever.
There's no food.
No food. I mean, what? You?
I'll be honest. I totally was at Tramp my last birthday. As you were there.
I was, yeah.
But there was
enough food.
That
was when they asked me to do this show.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. But there wasn't enough food.
I remember
people coming up to me going, can I get a bowl of chips? Can I get this? And I remember all night I felt like I was at a Chinese restaurant taking orders. What else do you want? Da, da, da. I thought this year I want to make sure everyone is fed.
Uh-huh.
Good music.
Really good. The whole vibe, Lizzie, was very
Thank
impressive.
You.
I'm very, very...
You may come to my next one.
You're 60th.
Oi! Still in the 40s. Thank you very much.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
No, I'm not.
Don't look at
I'm
me
not
like
debate,
that.
I'm not debating.
That's not. It's not for debate. Okay.
I mean, I've got. It's my,
I know we're
my,
talking about lots of debates at the minute. With
no,
them.
We certainly are. It's my.
Like, wasn't it nice? I just thought it was nice. Everyone came down, and Vanessa and Ben. Vanessa Phelps. I love Vanessa.
Yeah, honestly, it was an impressive crowd.
Good.
I want to see more Gillian McKeith on my screens. She was lovely. We had a little picture with her. And I don't usually do that at events,
She's
but I thought...
Sweet. She's coming on the show.
Good, she better. That's what I want to hear.
She gave me her book.
She got a new book out?
She gave me it for my birthday present.
Oh, good. You're going to start eating clean?
All about not drinking and
oh,
what
dear.
To do.
Oh, dear. She had a fab dress on.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
She had two daughters.
Yeah, they're both gorgeous as well.
Yeah, they're very nice. Did you meet my son?
No. Saw him from afar, but I didn't want to go up to... I didn't want to embarrass...
Oh, you should have.
I know.
Anyway, well, it was all good fun.
Yes.
Thank you for coming.
I mean, you invite me to a party, Lizzie. I'm coming, especially when you tell me there's a goodie bag, you know.
And they were great goodie bags. So... What else has gone on this week apart from my birthday?
Well, we've got quite a lot.
Yeah, I'm on the same birthday as David Beckham.
Oh, good one.
Oh,
maybe
good
you could
one.
Share it next year.
Maybe we could do a joint one. Do you think Posh will mind?
No, I think it'll be fine. What do you think? Oh, I think she might be a bit
put out. I have a better dress than her. Probably. What do you reckon?
Maybe. I'd like to see it.
Yeah, I'll try and see it.
I've shared my birthday with some good celebs. Bjork, Goldie Hawn. Carly Rae Jepsen. Yeah. I mean, David Beckham's quite good.
You're showing off now.
I know, I really am, aren't I? 21st of November, guys. Get your presents in.
Oh.
Shall we play
I share with the princess. I'm sharing with royalty.
Which one? One?
Latest edition.
Charlotte. You couldn't remember her name, could you?
Charlotte Elizabeth.
Princess Charlotte. Yeah. Diana? Charlotte Diana? Something. Anyway, we are harping on a bit and we're going to have to get our first guest
on.
Sorry,
I've had about 2 hours sleep.
It's all right, babes.
Yeah,
what, haven't
I'm,
we all?
I'm there. Oh, a card. I've got a birthday card.
That's
Thank
from
you.
Me. Play a Little Mix and then we'll get our first guest, Hayley Leach.
I love Little Mix. Thank you.
Hey, eyes wide shut. No more, no more. I keep trying, nothing's working. I still wanna know if you're alone. I keep trying to put this behind me. I still wanna know who's taking you home.
Bit a little mix. Sorry about the quick ending there.
Was that a special version of it?
It was. It was the video version because there was a little bit of silence in the middle there.
I suddenly got scared because I was mid-flow of telling you something and it went quiet. I thought, oh no, it's going to be all over the sun.
Oh no, don't need to worry about that.
No.
We've got our first guest on the phone.
Oh,
the gorgeous Hayley Leach. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. I was actually just talking about you because I was saying about how obsessed I am with you on the show. So you are the star of Obsessive Compulsive Cleaners.
Yes.
just to introduce you to people.
I want to be on this show. If I was one, I'd love to be one. Honestly.
But don't you think, like, you're not that messy?
No, I'm not. But it would be great to think, well, I've put my teacup down. I need now to go and put it, you know, I sometimes leave stuff.
Right. That wouldn't be a problem for you, would it, Hayley?
No, it wouldn't.
Because Hayley, how did it come about? Why are you so obsessive with cleaning? Why?
Well, actually, I've got it's a mental illness called OCD, and it's not as straight sailing as I just clean everything. That's not. I think people get confused what OCD is about. It's not actually about that. So what will happen is I will get a thought in my mind. So it could be that if I haven't bleached the toilet a certain amount of times, something terrible is going to happen. There will be germs and bacteria, and the end result will be one of my children dying. So it's
that
a lot
is intense.
More.
That is
you know
intense.
What I mean?
Yeah.
It's a lot more darker than, oh look, this is a bit messy. Let me just scrub it. Like that is an OCD. Like
so
a thought will happen, and then you get a compulsion.
Right, but you are kind of celebrating that by doing this show, aren't you?
So from doing the show, there's two things that the reason I do the show. It gives me a voice for people who also have OCD, so I can obviously speak to them on my social media avenues, which I do.
Uh-huh.
And it makes, I feel like a lot of younger people being a bit more open about it and speaking about it, which I think is always a good thing. I don't feel like anyone should feel embarrassed or worried to speak openly about mental illness, because it's not anything to be ashamed about. You know, it's an illness at the end of the day, and no one chooses to have it. It's just something that, unfortunately, you've dealt a bad card. So
yeah.
That's one thing. And then the other side of it is I absolutely am fascinated by the people who have all the clutter. So every single house I go to, it's like a new story unfolds. And like the last one with Wid, he had so much stuff, I'm not even joking, but he was the nicest man. Like he genuinely was like Father Christmas. He was joyful.
We had
and
bags
triumphant.
Of clutter he gave you. There's a present.
Oh, this was the one that was in America, right?
Yes,
so, I saw that.
Yeah, it was in America, and it was just so bizarre, and it was such a struggle to get there because I'm really scared of hippos, I'm really scared of flying, and I got there, and it was just like, it was so surreal, and then everywhere you went, they're like, would you like cheese on that? Would you like cheese on that? And you're like, it's an apple, are you joking me right now? Honestly, it was just the most bizarre experience, but it was amazing, it was incredible, and Wid is just delightful.
But in that you also, if I remember correctly, you got a bit upset at one point because he offered you, was it a cookie or something that he'd made?
He made a cinnamon bun.
That was it.
He'd made it where he basically decapitated a mouse's head.
Oh,
like literally, like the whole mouse, it just splattered.
Are you serious? What do you mean? Why?
Well, because the mice, where he's got so much like just stuff around, the mice kept coming in. And they were like all over his cooking pots, all in the like over the oven.
I really don't like mice.
And so he caught one, and the whole thing just like exploded. And I was like, oh, I absolutely can't eat that cinnamon bun now. Like, and he really wanted me to, and then I felt bad because he'd been baking all day, you know, like Mary Berry. And I was like, weird, I can't.
But you're gonna
I'm
get
sorry,
food poisoning.
But I just can't.
Well, that but you
I
did
don't think many people would eat that.
No, and that's fair enough. But what you got upset because you were worried that it came across as rude, didn't you? So that's like where the two sides of the coin really like come together, isn't it? Like on the one hand, you were like actually crying because you didn't want to turn down someone who had made you food, but at the same time, your compulsion meant that you couldn't eat the food.
I couldn't because I genuinely, I mean, I said on the show that cinnamon bun, you know, people would look at it as a cinnamon bun, but it wasn't to me. In my mind, it was a cat-infested mouse juice roll. It was no longer a cinnamon bun.
Mouse juice.
Had gone out the window, but the cinnamon bun.
But why do people, you know, there's two sides, because obviously you are obsessed with cleaning and have everything perfect, whereas he wants clutter and mess and doesn't.
Well,
you know,
no, but he doesn't see it as clutter and mess. Isn't that
what
the point?
What does he see it as then?
They're his things, and it's kind of company. So
like a safety.
His wife sadly died, and I find this with a lot of them. A lot of the places I go to, like there was another lady that I went to, and she said, you know, her things are like her family. I struggled with it at first because I thought, oh, you know, gosh, what a way to treat the family, shoving them under the bath. You've got, like, pots and pans under there, and you're like, you know, let's just put them under the bath and it's fine. There's mouse poo over them. But she genuinely had a love for all of her things, like, and to let go of them, it was just overwhelming for her. The same way that for me of eating the porridge or the cinnamon roll that Wid had made for me, it was just overwhelming. I couldn't do it, so I didn't.
And will you be channeling these things into your book? Or have you, rather, sorry?
So, no, my first book is about OCD. The second book that I've written is actually about my life as a homemaker. So I feel like us homemakers don't get enough recognition. I really don't. It's like a 7 day a week organisation. And I hear so many times like, oh, so you do nothing. And it's like, oh my goodie, you actually winding me up right now. Like, I absolutely do so much stuff, like from the drop-off of the kids, and then the bins get ripped open by the foxes, and all of a sudden I've got to become the fox whisperer and try and coax them out of the bin and stop them from tearing my bins open. Oh, like, God. It is the worst. So I think that's why I've done it, to kind of almost like, so people don't feel so kind of isolated as a homemaker, because it can get lonely.
Yeah, I bet.
I can imagine. I mean, I'd love you around my house. Do people say, come round and tidy up? Or is it only your own mess, if you know what I mean? Is it only your house that you need to have, you know, really clean? Do you go into your friend's house and think, oh, my God, there's an, you know...
mouse poo.
Yeah, no, but, like, there's a bowl with a, you know, empty cereal bowl or something on the table. I need to put it away. Or is it just for your own?
It varies. It depends. I mean, obviously, on the show, because it's so bad... it obviously is like that shock factor where it's like, oh my God, like I can't cope. Like my mind just goes into like overdrive. But obviously I don't really know anyone that's that untidy really. So yeah. I haven't really ever been faced with it, if I'm honest.
So your friends might be a little bit messy, but they're not like, it's not living in filth. That's kind
no,
of
no, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Why, Lizzie, what's your house like?
No, it's clean. I've got a lovely Irish cleaner. I am, oh, so to be sure.
How lovely. So,
she's very good. But it's only because I'm dashing about, so I'll have a cup of tea, yes, and I'll leave it. It's not, yes, it's not messy, you know.
And
I'll
you live in the
sure
country
nice
as well, don't you?
I'm in the country. It's a little country old barn.
Oh, so that,
but
cute.
You know, but it's a big old gaff really to keep clean. But you know, I'm lucky I've got help. I'm lucky because but I'm rushing and dashing about everywhere.
parties,
darling. I have a room with clothes, which I think you'd be a bit scared about. I mean, that is something else. I might have to build an extension for the clothes because they're in one place and I'm like, oh my God, I really need to sort this room. There's so many clothes. But it's weird what people do. Do you really honestly think, though, something will happen bad if you don't do it? I mean, have you ever thought, right, I've got to test myself and nothing bad will happen?
I do. I have to. This is the thing. Every day, it's like a daily thing where I have to push myself. So, you know, there's so many different things. Like, it's not just based around cleaning. Like, I've followed ambulances in the past, convinced that because my son was on a school trip, I was like, oh my God, there's two ambulances driven past on my way to an eyebrow appointment, and I had to turn my car around, follow the ambulances, because I was convinced that the coach must have come off the road. I had to get there.
I'm like
some sort of sergeant safety, because I am like, oh God, you know, I need to get there and save, you know, the poor children that are in the coach that's tipped over. And actually, of course, the ambulances were going completely the other way. They were going to Croydon. But I still had to do it because it's something in my mind that I just have to act on that kind of urge, if you like. So,
but what has... would you ever think of going to some people like the Speakmans that can help and stop it? Or do you quite enjoy being like that?
No. I don't enjoy it at all. I wouldn't do that because I just think... I found my own ways of coping, and I think it's quite a personal thing. Like, I'm not saying that one thing will work for everyone. Like, I mean, you know, the show works for some people that are on there that are diagnosed with OCD, others maybe not so. But I think definitely for me, kind of pushing my boundaries and being taken out of my comfort zone, that definitely is helping me. And I have also started practicing yoga, namaste,
good choice.
Which is... doing really good for my like breathing and my anxiety, because I get really anxious.
Right.
So if I get anxious, I find that my OCD is so much more heightened.
Are you more relaxed on a holiday? Will you switch off or not?
I don't actually go on holiday.
What? Why?
Because I just don't. Because I worry about the plane crashing. So I just, if I go anywhere, it will just, I stay UK mainly, which is why America was so hard for me, because I genuinely thought I was plummeting down into
no,
the
No, I've got a bit of a fear of flying. I'm not a great flyer.
No.
That
I
must
just
be
think,
horrible.
You know,
but
what
I don't
got
that
do?
Bad. Oh, bless you. Oh.
Yeah, so.
Well, Do you know what? I can't wait to see the show. I didn't see Tuesdays because it was my birthday, 2nd of May. But
happy
I will
birthday
make sure.
Tuesday.
Thanks, darling. But I will definitely watch the next show. It's on next Tuesday, is it? On Channel 4.
It is, yeah.
8 o'clock. We'll look forward to that, my darling. Well, Hayley, thanks for coming on FUBA.
No,
and I can't wait to read your book.
Exciting. Shall I send it to you as a birthday present, Lizzie?
Oh. Yes. Maybe you could learn something, Lizzie.
Please. Yes, please. What, tidying up? Yeah.
Yeah,
yes, please. Thank you, Hayley. That's so sweet of you. And thanks for being on the show.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks,
bye,
Hayley.
Darling.
Bye.
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 It's funny that, isn't it? Are you superstitious? Because that reminds me of this footballer I knew. For every game, he'd have to do a little... A lot of footballers are superstitious. They do funny things, like they have to touch the top of the dressing room door or something weird. This guy used to kiss his ring. Ooh. Kiss his ring. I don't know what it
finger.
Was. On his finger.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he used to kiss his ring. And this one time, something got distracted, something happened, and he started the game, and he thought... I've not kissed my ring before the game. The ring on his finger.
On his finger.
Okay.
Remember
the
that.
I haven't kissed my ring. He said, I've not kissed it. And he actually had the worst game ever. Scored an own goal.
Got to kiss the ring.
And then got sent off.
Do you kiss the ring, Lizzie?
Always kiss the ring. So now he's so, like, obsessed with kissing the ring.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom, as Basil Brush says. Listen, I'm really in a silly mood today because I'm not in love sleep.
It's all right, Paige. Should we play a bit of Steps to you up?
Yeah, please. Yeah. Please. The one I like, though, not your version. Not
I'm
the
sorry,
one
we're
play.
Playing the one I like.
No, yes. Not fair. It's my birthday show.
Maybe later.
Oh.
You were the life and the soul, every party that we used to go. Baby, all of the dance floors you touched, you could turn them into gold. Thousands of stars in the night, we're jealous you could shine so bright. Now I'm missing your laugh and your glow, won't rest until you let me know. So baby, change your mind, leave that broken heart behind, 'cause the night
is young, so let it bring you back to life.
Claire's.
I mean,
she
really, really knows how to finish that song off, doesn't she? You're not a fan of that song, though.
That's not my favourite. I love all the tracks. I think they're so steps. And they've been on so many of the shows. They've been amazing. They dance so well together. They're just with it. I love the advert for the album.
Yeah.
But I still feel there's a little bit of funniness between... There's a bit with H and Lisa.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, I picked up on it. I'm very good at picking
they
up.
Were, they were a bit funny on Loose Women. I saw their interview. They were a bit funny.
What was the one I saw? I just felt he was like, no. No, it was the morning. I think it was the Lorraine or...
Oh, maybe.
And I could feel a little bit
off. Well, they're
not
really like best of friends,
no,
are they?
No, they didn't really stay in touch, did they, after?
That's fine.
You've had enough, but Bananarama are back.
You used to keep saying you're going to get them in the studio.
Well, they nearly came to my birthday, but they did a shoot in Manchester, and then they had this morning, the following day, and it was just timing, or else the girls would have been there. But I know, they tweeted me a nice little happy birthday, very sweet.
That is just...
But they will come in, and all three.
Good. Well, then we'll play some Bananarama later on.
I think we should play some Bananarama. How excited are you that they're back?
I am a big, big fan. I had their greatest hits.
Do you forget all the tracks they had?
Well, I was born when they were out, so I only really discovered them when I was at college and university.
But their videos were so funny. You always see Bruno Tonioli in the background dancing.
He was on their Top of the Pops gigs and everything, wasn't he, old Bruno?
He used to be with them everywhere.
Speaking of Strictly,
yes.
There's been a quit... not a quitting.
Pardon?
A quitting.
Excuse me?
There's been a... Quit! Someone's quit. There you go.
A dancer.
Dancer. Do you know? Have you heard who?
Well, no, I haven't. This is the first I've heard.
Natalie Lowe, big tall Natalie.
Was she? Did she quit or was she pushed?
She said she's quit. She's been on the show since 2009. Wow. She is done.
I'm sad because I really like Natalie. I think she's one of the nicest dancers. She's gorgeous looking, and
very tall.
Very tall. Yeah, but you need someone tall because you get a tall, lanky guy.
She had Greg Rutherford last year, and he's very tall.
She's got good legs.
So yeah, sad news. I think this is going to be a bit of a year of change for Strictly.
I think the X Factor is going to lift their game hugely.
You said that last year.
No, I honestly mean it.
Okay, they're not having Extra Factor though next year, are they?
No.
That's it. The end of Extra Factor.
But I think they're going to have some huge talent. Seriously,
are you going on it?
Just watch this space, baby. They've lowered the age.
Yes, to 14.
To 14.
Yeah, interesting move. I wonder if that will increase the amount of talent that they get.
I think it will. I think
14 is so young.
Yeah, I know. But if you've got it and you're talented, you look at people like Lena Zanfaroni, if you remember her, or Michael Jackson, who sang from really, really young. I mean, they sang from age of 4. You know, I think it's okay. I think it's going to bring in better talent.
Would you, though, as a mother, want your 14-year-old...
If they had the talent.
Yes. No problem. They could earn some money.
Get them in to work. Slave labour. Come on.
I don't know. Feel a bit... I mean, I always watch X Factor. Like, I always have. Always, probably always will. But last couple of years have been a bit...
If you're not in, do you tape it?
I'll watch it on the Sunday. Get the tape in.
Get your Peter Max. I found some old tapes of me on video. That was
naughty
so
ones.
Funny. No, not naughty. Like old adverts and stuff. I did Old Spice, old advert of Old Spice. Do you know what?
Was that when you were in the Spice Girls? You were Old Spice.
Yeah, oh, very funny. Boom, boom. Just because I've had a birthday, how dare you? Right,
I'm quite pleased with that one.
I'm sending you down to get me a drink in the break. My birthday drink. No, Old Spice is an aftershave.
I remember. I used to nick it from my grandpa's
and I
cupboard.
Was in that advert.
Yeah. Well.
What, you used to nick it from your granddad?
Yeah, because there wasn't like
it was
any...
It really wasn't a good smell.
I actually quite like the smell of Old Spice.
Really?
Yeah. Quite old school, though. Do you know what I mean?
Are.
Quite old school. Should we play another little song? And then we're going to play my little pre-recorded interview with Kevin MacLeod.
I can't wait for that.
I bet you can't.
I'm looking forward to that because I love him and that's the only show I watch when I'm in.
I have to say,
I love properties.
Me and our producer, Lissy, we went down to the hotel and he was really lovely. He was a very nice man, very nice chap.
What's he look like? Is he easy on the eye? Older chap.
Not my cup of tea, but I mean...
He was pleasant, though.
Really pleasant, really lovely. Asked if we wanted to have a cup of tea or coffee, and we were sitting right by the Thames. It was really,
it was quite a nice little afternoon. Have you got some good nuggets for us?
Always got a good nugget or two.
A little special nugget off him. and because he must work with some sods, some must be a bit grizzly, you know, on that show.
Yeah, we spoke about the people, the weirdos that he meets on the show
Sure.
So we'll be hearing all about that afterwards. But
fantastic.
For now, as we're going for the real, like, 90s, early noughties vibes today. Yeah. Bit of S Club 7?
Okay, yeah. Go on then.
What's that face?
I thought I was choosing the tracks. It's my birthday
show. All right, well, okay. Well, while Kevin MacLeod's on, we'll pick some songs
all right.
for you. Yeah? How about that?
I like S Club 7, by the way, in
okay,
case you're listening.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. The party started, there's no end in sight. Everybody's moving to the rhythm that's inside. It's a crazy world, but tonight's the right situation. Don't get left behind. I can feel the music moving through me everywhere. Ain't no destination, baby, we don't even care. There's a place to be if you need the right education.
Presents
Ian Boldsworth.
Find you some porn to watch and you can explain what's happening.
X-tube. What about Nipples 19? No, he's got a gimp mask on. I'm not really into that, I'll be honest. Oh, there's a bearded man who has an extremely large penis. It's a man in very tight red pants.
Yeah, and what's happening?
And a man in blue pants is putting his penis in his bum. Quite close up.
How about
five
this?
In pussy. That's impossible.
Let's see if it's impossible or not then.
Oh, God, she is putting a lot of fingers in there.
Yeah, five, I believe. There was a spoiler in the title.
Yeah, but I thought there was going to be penises.
Quality broadcasting, isn't it?
It's badly filmed.
Quality broadcasting. No, I mean us. I don't mean the porn video.
Every Monday.
Ian Boldsworth. Boldsworth.
From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Kevin MacLeod, welcome to FUBAR Radio.
Thank you for having me on the show.
It's a busy time for you, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, this time of year is. I mean, I did take all my holiday in sort of January and February because I haven't had a summer holiday for decades because the show airs, you know, Grand Designs airs in the autumn,
so and that's when
so
you film.
Beginning of September. So I'm always nuts from sort of April onwards, right through till October, really.
And obviously, we're talking here to talk about Grand Designs Live, but Grand Designs the show is what you're best known for. Yeah. Feels like. It's never been off the TV.
That's because it's never been off the TV.
How many years have you been doing it now?
20.
I mean, that is a long time, isn't it?
It's longer than you are old, I'm sure.
I wish that was the case. How do you keep it fresh? Because it must be hard. Any job that you do for 20 years must be hard to...
We work with really talented, gifted directors and researchers and producers. And basically, I chew them up and spit them out. And I rely on the energy of others around me. And I also actually really fundamentally rely on the energy of the projects. And if I was sort of doing something really negative, you know, like something really exploitative, I think by now I'd have turned, my soul would have gone black and charred and I'd become more wizened. But as it is, the work almost keeps me young because the projects are so rich, so charged with human energy, these great building schemes. And particularly because they're people's homes, you know. I really can draw from the energy of that. And the best days are when I turn up grumpy and tired first thing in the morning and then emerge at the end of the day kind of actually really fired up. And yesterday was a day like that, actually. It was a cold, horrible day at the end of the day. I wasn't feeling too well. But actually, 7 o'clock last night, I felt really buzzy because we'd had such a good day filming. And I think that, it's a sort of elixir of youth for me.
And architecture is what does that to you, is it?
Yeah, and not just architecture, but it's the human. I mean, you know, of course, architecture is for human beings. It is for us. It's for you and me. And it is the interaction with buildings and the interaction with making buildings and the craftsmanship, whether it's actually making a table, because sometimes we follow that process just as much as we do somebody putting up a wall, that is of endless fascination to me. And because what goes into making things is love and commitment and care. And what comes out of them is love and commitment and care. There is a great quote by a man called Charles Moore, who was an architect and a critic. And he said, any good building should have the capacity to absorb vast amounts of human energy and then, over time, release it with interest. And I love that idea that a building is this kind of powerhouse. It kind of, if a made thing is good, it will radiate energy. Like a nuclear reactor. It'll keep doing it, you know.
But that also, it was kind of shows that homes aren't a static thing, isn't it? They grow with the people inside them.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, and good buildings are about place as well as people and people's response to place and an expression in a time as well. So there's a kind of big metaphysical and poetic role for buildings, really.
Yeah. Do you think that the programme has kind of inspired more generally people to be interested? I know... Myself, I've stayed in a living architecture property before, which was a really amazing experience. I mean, my house in Hackney is very different. Do you think that those kind of things have become more popular because people are more aware of design in a way they were before?
I think Alain de Botton's living architecture project would have happened anyway, regardless of what's on telly. And for that matter, of course, you can stay in a landmark trust house and you can visit national trust houses which are contemporary, you know, 60s and 80s, as well as historic ones. So, you know, with something like the thing we've been doing, it sort of occupies a corner of people's lives and people's minds and a corner of television. And it's electromagnetic radiation, isn't it, telly? It's not... It's not the real world.
That's true. Fair point. You know. A bit like radio, really, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Except radio's better because the pictures are better. And I kind of think that telly is so kind of... It's entertainment, you know. Yeah. It sort of fills people's lives. It's great. But your experience staying in that building was probably more fundamental, more profound than you know, watching 20 years of television programmes almost.
Probably,
you know.
Probably,
The best thing we could all do is get out there and enjoy these buildings, yeah.
Yeah. Do you find, mentioning that, do you kind of... find that you switch off from it, or are you always looking at buildings and their designs?
Well, I don't think you can switch. The only time I switch off is when I'm asleep, and I think that's the same with all of us as human beings. I think we're hardwired to react to our environment, to react in really quite fine ways to our environment. I mean, I think we forget that we're creatures that for hundreds of thousands of years responded to the warmth of an open fire, the humidity of a cave, and our bellies being full or our hunger, our fear of the night, and, you know, these kind of primal feelings and sensations, and that we have judged whether or not something is edible by its smell, by its sight, by its touch, whether or not something might be comfortable or dangerous by those same senses. So when we look, I'm going to come back and criticise television again. Television is pictures with sound, and actually even the sound is quite a lot of music. It's very suggestive. I think actually when we come to judge the quality of something, if I knock this glass cabinet behind me, it makes a different noise to that armchair,
yeah,
to that table. Oh, you can hear the rattle
of the cup.
Cup and saucer on it, can't you? And you can tell it's China. You can tell it's China the moment you hear that noise. You can tell it's China. You can tell it's fine bone China from the moment you pick it up and you feel the weight of it, and your skin touches it, and your lips, which are enormously sensitive, of course, you know, kind of make contact with the edge. Now, you can't judge any of that on the internet. You can't judge any of that in pictures. You can sort of hope and think. But actually, the real quality of things is in the is much in the tactile as in the visual, and it's in smell too, and taste. This is why fine dining interests me, you know, because for the first time, maybe in days, if you go to a really posh restaurant, you might sit in front of bone china, crystal glass, beautiful silverware, linen napkins, leather sofa. You know, whereas when you get out of bed and you're poly cotton sheets, you can get into a plastic car and go to a plastic office. You can actually go through your entire day touching nothing but synthetic materials. And the quality of things, the well-made object, is the moment you touch something, you look at, I'm looking over there, see that stool? There's a stool over there which looks like it might have been made in Africa, in Central Africa. it's very beautiful and elaborate. It might be Indian, actually. In a way, what I want to do is, I sort of latched onto that, I want to go and touch it. And the reason I want to touch it, like all of us want to touch something, you see a beautiful car, you want to go up and you touch it, put your fingers on it, leave the marks behind. But not to make it your own, but in order to be able to kind of confirm that it really is the thing you think it is.
Yeah.
And that it does have the qualities that you're expecting. When it does so, it's kind of a great relief. Can't do that on telly, can you?
Yes, that's true. So but you can in your everyday life.
You can in your everyday life with the well-made thing.
Yeah.
With the well-made building or the well-made... So the really good handrail or the beautiful tap or the door handle with that lovely action or that beautiful chair or piece of carved wood or whatever it is, you know, that lovely object which has been made. The moment you touch it, you're making contact with another human being through the marks they made in it.
Like, kind of on that riff, what do you think of, like, the rise of, like, furniture that is, like, flat-packed... And there's not much necessarily care in it? I don't know. How do you feel about those kind of things?
I think every object has a story. And the story can either be fake or it can be authentic. If somebody says, this is flat pack furniture and that's all we do and we make it ethically out of FSC cardboard and, you know, we make it really well and we make it with love and we make it as cheaply as we can and people who make it get looked after and well paid, then actually I'll buy that.
Yeah.
And I'll probably buy the piece of furniture. So there's a sort of... narrative behind every object and
regardless of cost.
Yeah, and you know, even the cheapest piece of furniture is still made by human beings. It's sometimes made with machines as well, of course, but there is more, of course, there's more tangibility, there's more craftsmanship in the well-made thing than in the poorly made thing.
But yeah,
horses being for courses, I still think that even the poorly made thing should still have an honesty about it. Yeah,
interesting. Grand Designs Live starts, well, when this airs, it will be on now. What can people expect from it when they go there?
We've got 600 exhibitors.
So that's a lot.
It's very big. That's the first thing to say. So take trainers.
Yeah.
And if you're a real keen shopper and you're building a project, take a shopping trolley or a rucksack for all the catalogues you're going to pick up, whatever, business cards. Having said that, it's also a day out. And it's a family day, so we've got lots of stuff going on. We've got the Ask the Expert, we've got cookery demonstrations, lots of opportunities to sit down. There's the theatre and lots of events going on. And the exhibitors range from the very large manufacturers, the really big names that you might recognise from your own home or others, right down to the small makers and small craftspeople and small retailers who operate out of an attic somewhere, but who actually, you know, because they actually only advertise on the internet, for once you can actually go up to their stuff and meet the maker and talk to them and touch it.
Actually quite rare these days, really, isn't it, for you to get that kind of personal connection?
Yeah, I think so. And it's lovely to have that opportunity to touch without being told off.
That's true. if you break it, you pay for it. That's yeah, yeah. That's quite often in the shops.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah.
And so it's a full day out then. It's not the kind of thing you can kind of just dip in, you think.
I kind of think if you're going to Excel in East London, yeah, yes, we owe it to you to give you a full day out. Yeah.
My one experience of Excel was a Star Trek convention. So
how was that?
It was completely batshit insane, I'm sure you can imagine.
Yeah, no, I know the people who organise it, and they told me that people get married in Klingon the event.
Oh yeah, it was really incredible, and that people spend serious money and time on their outfits, I have to say.
The flight deck of the Starship Enterprise apparently was brought over from Germany, where it lives.
Yes, I think it was a collector who
it's another world, isn't it?
Yeah,
literally.
Now I know that how big Excel is. Yeah, I mean it's a proper full day out. I did want to ask you about when you're doing these programs. Obviously, you see all kinds of design, and obviously, I imagine a lot of people want to ask, and so do I. What is the worst you've seen?
The worst is always when people don't follow the design process. So there are two projects which spring to mind. One was in the Abroad series, which was a house in Spain, which was just, I can't tell you, it looked like a squat toad to begin with, and it just got it got worse. But the other was a boat, which we shouldn't have been filming in the first place, because the guiding principle of the owner was that he was going to be governed by the lords and ladies of synchronicity.
Oh dear.
And chance. And whatever came his way, he wouldn't even go out and look for it. Whatever came his way, he would use to make the boat.
Oh, I see. So what, driftwood and that kind of thing, I guess?
No. Somebody would leave, you know, three windows outside his caravan. He'd use those.
Wow.
It was bad. Not.
That's more how you make like a survival raft if you're on a desert island, isn't it, or something?
No, on a desert island, you go out and look for trees, and you chop them down, and you design it, you trial it. You're not going to risk getting onto a raft which is badly made.
So no more boats in future series.
No more boats like that. Certainly, I mean, we've also filmed at one point. I remember Damien Hirst's boat that he did with his then wife Maya, which was beautifully done with their architect.
Oh, so it can be done.
Oh, very properly. Yeah, no, it's about the way you do it. It's about the processes that you choose to adhere to or not. And why would people make it up as they go along? I mean, what encourages people to think that that approach is in any way better than an approach which has been honed over thousands of years? I mean, after all, the design process, which involves usually a pencil and a piece of paper, it's quite cheap to do. You know, why? I don't think we can improve on it, really.
Yeah. You've been doing the show for 20 years. Do you get those kind of reality TV things where people want you to be on Strictly? And
oh, look, I mean, I occupy a sort of reasonable backwater of television, because all I do is stand around in a muddy field all day.
And then so the people on Country File, they could get on.
Yeah, are they on Strictly?
Yeah, I'm thinking Matt Baker, that was the one that came to mind.
He's young. He's good looking.
Oh, I think you're doing yourself a disservice.
I haven't. I'm a quiet soul. I kind of...
No glitter.
I've got my cool areas. I've eked out a living. I've carved out my little niche, this little backwater of television, which is buildings, and I love being there. And if people allow me to carry on doing that, that's all I want to do.
Good. No Big Brother in the future, then.
No. Nope.
Good to hear.
No. Well, unless it's an exit strategy, you know.
Interesting theory. Interesting. Cool, Kevin. Thanks so much for speaking
Great
to us.
Pleasure.
Today.
Thank you.
Stop looking for love, girl young, you still got time. Girl young, you still got time. Girl young, you still got. Just stop looking for love, you still got time. Girl young, you still got time. Girl young, you still got time. This could be something if you let it be something. Don't scare me away, turning something's into nothing, babe. You're already used to the games, babe. Boyfriend material. You said
said it yourself, you digging me. Now we lying, never said it wasn't equally. A feeling that we both feel, something that is so real. But I got to let you know, oh, oh, slowly. But yeah, baby, truthfully, we just gotta stop looking for it. Can't give it to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't give it to me, play by play. I can tell you've been bored all day. Cause you're young and you still got time. Don't waste your time. Won't waste no way, yo. And I'm gonna say, oh yeah. That smile gonna take you places. And I know you wanna see some blazes. Just stop looking for love. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Just stop looking for love. You still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Time, don't waste your time. We be wasting away, oh yeah. It don't matter what you say, yeah, yeah. And that smile gonna take you places. And I know you wanna see some places. Stop looking for love. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got. Just stop looking for love. You still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got.
You feeling that?
I love it.
Bit of Zane.
Doesn't sound like his usual stuff.
No, it doesn't. So you just got to hear my fabulous interview with Kevin McLeod, although we didn't actually hear it.
I was a little bit jealous.
We didn't actually hear it. We went outside.
I went outside for a little quick vodka. Don't tell anyone.
I would never. Okay. Who would I tell?
No, well, it is my birthday week.
Oh, that's what's meant to let you out of drink. Yeah, that's... Yeah, okay, get it.
Okay.
Do you want to play a little game, Lizzie?
I love games.
So you remember last week? Was it last week? We got this little device.
Yeah, it's a strange device.
It's a little mouth guard kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps your mouth open and means you're only able to say certain words.
Mm. Where'd you get it from, by the way?
The internet.
Mm.
The World Wide Web.
It could come in handy for other things.
With your teeth, are you joking? Right, so remember there's letters that you cannot say because my lips cannot touch one another.
Okay.
So bear that in mind when you're trying to think of what I'm saying.
Are you just doing... What are you doing at me? Words? I've got to guess the words.
No, it's like a sentence.
Okay.
Yeah?
Let's do it.
Right. Okay. Oh, it's very flattering. Hello. Hi.
It's really not a good look.
So, it basically keeps my mouth open.
If you could just picture him now, the mouth is wide open, gaping, with this weird device inside it, and he's going to try and talk. So let's try and guess what Stephen's trying to say.
Yes.
Come on then.
Okay, so, first one.
I
will paint.
I will think. It's like
faint.
I will faint.
Faint.
I will faint.
I will paint a pretty picture.
I will paint a pretty picture.
Yeah.
What do I win for getting all these right? My own ding.
Ding. That's what you get. Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Nice noises.
Okay.
It's a great look.
Okay. I'm actually drizzling down.
Shall
here.
I take a picture of you?
Please don't.
Yeah.
The paragraph. Was frightening.
It was frightening.
Yeah!
I'm getting good at this!
You're getting good at it now!
I'm getting good at this!
Oh, I said doing on there.
Yeah, go on.
Don't take a picture.
Sorry. Go.
Okay, yes. The final one.
Speak to me. Oh, nice noises.
The bellboy.
The bellboy.
Yes!
Is.
Very.
Very.
Fat.
Very fat. The bellboy's very fat. I'm getting to understand you. I'm learning this new language.
You've done it.
Is that it?
That's all we have.
I've got them all right.
Oh, I've dribbled all
worried.
Down my beard.
You know,
look at
said,
that. You can actually...
Yuck. You know when you said faint, I thought you said something very rude. It was faint, but it sounded like something different. And I nearly said it.
What?
I don't want to say. I know it's food, but I can say what I want, but I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
My boys are listening tonight.
Oh, I've got another one. No, I've got one more.
Okay, come on.
One more.
He's putting the device back in the old mouth.
I'm going to try it the other way.
You have quite a big mouth.
Shut up.
You do, though. It's broad.
Shut up.
It's good. It's good.
Tiny mouth.
Kim tiny Kardashian would love that.
No, you just got rid of it.
Pardon?
Okay. One more.
Okay, one more.
Right.
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 Ride.
Right as a Hatton. Right
as a Hatton. Right as a button.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm understanding you. We could converse like this now.
We could be spies.
Yes.
That is, oh God,
quite
that's
funny.
Painful.
Yeah, I bet it is. Is it, mate? Is it sore in your mouth?
Mm-hmm. And I've literally dribbled.
Because those words,
I've actually dribbled down
you
my
have
jumper.
Dribbled. Okay, no one's watching it.
I have dribbled down my jumper.
Can I just say, words that normal words sound very rude with it.
Do they?
Yeah.
I'm not a rude person,
no,
so
you're
I wouldn't
not.
Know.
You'd never write a rude word on your arm, would you?
Lizzie, we'll move on from that. But do you know what I did want to talk to you about? Now, this is good. This is good. So this week, you know, there's been lots of showbiz news going around. This is
there
one
has.
That's kind of gone under the radar a bit.
Okay,
because,
what? Because of my party.
Well, yeah, because your party's been dominating headlines.
Thank you.
Justin Bieber has been in India.
Why?
Doing a concert there.
Okay.
In Mumbai.
Mm. Great place.
And he had a rider. And a publication in India revealed the rider and what was on it. And it is the most ridiculous rider I have ever heard of. Do you want to hear some of it?
Yeah, I do.
So he has 120 people in his entourage, for a start. 120 people.
120? What for?
Here are a list of the things. I've written them down. A Rolls Royce to ferry him
to and fro.
To and fro. A private jet, so he can go around India on the jet. A helicopter to drop him off at his gig. 3 floors of a luxury hotel cut off for just him and his entourage. A separate elevator in the hotel for just him and his entourage to use. I can't even really recognise my right. A special jacuzzi in the hotel just for him to use. Silverware, fresh flowers, almond milk and vegetable platters in his room. Only white drapes. And gum in a variety of flavours.
I like that one.
He also demanded 24 bottles of alkaline water. Don't even know what that is. But no alcohol, interestingly. Is that not... Imagine being so...
I feel this is why we are seeing the outbursts of Justin. You know, where he's snapping at paparazzi and flipping...
Punching fans.
And shouting and storming off stage and not coming back. This is too much. Someone needs to say, no, this is mad. Because he will end up, and look at Michael Jackson, you never think he could be skint. We had his own bodyguard in here at FUBAR Radio. You will, suddenly, the money will stop. It will go. I mean, just one day of that. Imagine the helicopters,
a private jet.
Doing that, doing the hotels, the food.
That's millions and millions.
120 people you're looking after. What are you... It's one Justin Bieber. What?
Well, I get maybe you'd need maybe a security team. Maybe four or five people. A couple of friends, maybe, if you want to tag along.
Company.
Your agent, your manager. Maximum 20 people, maximum.
At max, I would say 20, possibly 25. You want to bring a few more friends.
Maybe
okay,
bring your sister
time.
And her husband or something. You
I
know?
Don't think he's... You know, and that's the thing. He seems to have lost touch with reality. I wish it was he had his mum and all his sister wherever with him. But it's not. And it's probably a load of hangers-on, a load of people that are milking
Well, 120
his money.
People are not going to be your best friends.
Of course not.
You know.
But also, he's losing touch. There needs to be some management or someone to say, no way, we're not doing this. It's crazy.
Well, I think the deal is, because he's in India, they don't often get the big name stars going there. So he can make those kind of demands because India has some very rich people and they can provide that, you know.
But I just feel this boy, I mean, he's, how old is he now? 22?
It's ridiculous.
It's stupid. And he's like going to be the biggest spoilt brat. And what's he going to be like when he's older? Or what if he's, you know, and then it's... the hits stop. You know, it might dry up. He might start losing his hair, putting on weight. You don't know what's going to happen. He might get ill. Who knows? But you just... I just think this is crazy. And someone, that's the trouble when you get so famous. You have got all these yes people around you doing everything you want. You look fabulous. Like at my party when I walked in, everyone said my hair looked nice. It looked like a bird's nest.
I liked your hair.
Thank you. A lot of people didn't. I got a lot of stick. But look, you need people to say, actually, that's not great. And you know, Justin Bieber. Seriously. Take a reality
check. Have you
check.
Ever met... You've met some big stars in
I've
the past,
Justin
haven't you?
Bieber. I sat next to his mum. He had Bieber the movie. I don't know if you remember it.
Yeah.
And I was covering that. I was doing a show called ITV at the Movies. And I had to sit with his mum.
Awkward.
No. She was sweet. She was nervous. Like, I've known... You know, she was so normal.
But
you
do
know, she said, I've gone from living in a caravan, basically.
Yeah, they
live
in Canada, didn't they? And yeah. But you've obviously, like I was going to say, you met some big celebrities in the past. Have you ever encountered any people that have had massive entourages or...
Do you know, that's why I love Mickey Rourke, because he's him and that is it. And it is no, you know, you've got a driver, you know, and that is, who is also works as security. So it's a double in one. I don't know if it's because he's just tight, doesn't want to spend it. But, you know, I've been with those that have got loads and ones that aren't bothered.
Well, you look at
like
someone...
Like Jared Butler, you know, and he's a Hollywood star. He just walks along Chilton Street, comes in normal, just himself, you know, which is nice. And then people aren't even that, you know, gets a few nudges, all that's... You know, that is, but not really.
It's interesting, isn't it?
But then you have other ones that are totally out of control. And it's like they're making themselves feel great by having all these people, but they're actually just people on the payroll. They're not friends. You know, they're not your buddies, are they?
No. You have to pay them to travel the world with you.
Exactly.
Then it's not really ideal, is it? Mm. Especially at 22, yeah, whatever age he is. I don't know.
You can only be 22, right?
It's too much.
Justin. And he was a sweet, you know, but I could see it then. He was getting a bit lippy, a bit cocky. I felt, you know what, if that was my son, naughty chair. But they were from humble beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, I don't know, look at Britney Spears. She had a meltdown. Look at what happened with her.
And now she's back on top.
She looks great and she looks
she
fit
really
and
does.
Well. But it took that horrible stage for her to sort of have a reality check of help and go and get help.
Yeah.
And then, you know, live a... You know, because she was possibly a bit similar to Justin, too mm-hmm. young. Mm-hmm. You know, very quick fame, loads of hits, mega star, and everyone saying yes to you at that young age.
Yeah, yeah.
It is dangerous.
Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting,
that's my little lecture for
Lizzie's
the day.
Take on
it's
the,
my take.
The Bieber
but
phenomenon.
I mean, yes, stop it. I want to just shake him sometimes. Come on.
Well, let's play a little track by Ed Sheeran, because he is someone who seems very unaffected by fame.
I love that man.
Do you feel
what a talent.
A bit of Shape of You.
Yeah.
And then we'll get our final guest, Nicole, in
and then
the
we're
studio.
Getting Bananarama, yeah?
And then Bananarama will be
promise?
Afterwards. I promise.
It is my birthday.
I promise. Okay. I'll have Bananarama after a bit of Ed Sheeran.
Isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Mm-hmm. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Mm-hmm. And come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. So go all you can eat, fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. Mm-hmm. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. Mm-hmm. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love
pretend me for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
The gossip's happening already.
Sorry, it's really bad because when the track comes, you just chat.
I'm trying to make you guys stop and
sorry,
you're just chatting
sorry, we've
on.
Got to save it for the radio. But we have Nicola Bass in the house.
Nicole.
Hi,
sorry.
Everyone.
The only one, Nicole. Right?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, you.
You're looking gorgeous.
You're so tanned.
I know, I've been away. Catching
it's a real
sun
tan.
Rays.
It's a real tan.
Well, I'm brown anyway because I'm half Greek, so it just tops it up. See that nice Miami
glass.
You know better Greek than me.
Exactly.
Do you know what? It's been doing my head in there. The weather here.
Is
I
shit.
Tell you now, it has been so bad.
Because I had my birthday, Nicole, on Tuesday. You would have been very welcome.
Happy
to
birthday.
Come. But, yeah, 21. 23, should we say?
Plus.
But I was so scared. I thought it's going to pour down. You know that weather where you think there's a storm brewing? And I thought,
it's been so cold here. I mean, I got off the plane and I was like, shaking.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Not when you come from like 26 heat and then you get off the plane here, no.
Has it been that hot over there?
It was so hot over there. Like, but here it's just freezing, so you feel it.
So for those that don't know you, introduce yourself. Where might we met? Where? I've had too many drinks.
First of all,
where might we know you from?
First of all, I was on Towie for a couple of episodes.
It was quite brief, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think that was like 2 years ago now. And I've just come off the new X on the Beach series 6.
Yes.
Oh,
wow. Yay. Now, X on the Beach is, we have a good relationship with people on X on the Beach. We've had a few of them come in over, over the apps.
Can I firstly go to when it all began with the show? Are you from Essex, obviously, or how did you get
do you
on
know
that
what
show?
I'm originally from North London, so like Caledonian Road.
Around the corner.
Yeah, literally around the corner.
Just
so
stones through.
I know,
it's easy. It was like a gig for you.
So
today,
I was born up and like I'm born up and raised around here, but I moved up to sort of Waltham Abbey way as I got a little bit older with my mum, and I just sort of got in with the crowd there. So I suppose I'm London mix Essex now.
And on the show, what was it like? Because a lot of people think it's set up.
It was Lewis. It was so you were with Lewis.
Are we talking about Towie or X on the Beach?
Towie.
No, I was never with Lewis. He was just a friend, but
that was how you were kind of on the show.
Yeah,
though,
that's
it?
How
yeah.
they put it. It is. It's not obviously. Things are scripted, and some things are scripted, some things ain't. Like, you wouldn't just naturally go wake up in the morning and have a full face of makeup. Do you know what I mean? It's different in that perspective. Like, that's what I would say about it. But it is, I mean, it was fun while it lasted.
Were you asked to stay on, or did you not want to? How did it work?
That was a mutual agreement because I didn't really have much of a storyline on it because I didn't really, Like, and like, unless you're like with like Tommy and Georgia or something like that, then it's different. But I don't think you should force or get with someone if it's not natural. And
do you
for
think
me,
there's
it wasn't.
A few of them that force it to stay on the show. Think right, yeah, we've got to have a relationship.
Just, yeah, I mean, and that's not what it's about. I mean, Essex is about having fun, getting drunk, and do you know what I mean? Going out on a night out and girly chats. It's not about sort of if you meet someone, you meet someone. But on the show, there wasn't anyone for me. Everyone's different. Some people and they genuinely like each other and meet each other. Like Tommy and Georgia are the best couple ever, so like I look at them and think that's real, like crack on. But for me, I didn't have that, so it was sort of, it sort of died out.
Right.
But then I went on X on the Beach, which was great.
And
so
X on the Beach has a reputation these days. I would say it's probably the most controversial reality
tell
TV show
some of the
around.
People that have already been on that show. There's some well-known
well
characters.
Your good friend Gemma Lucy has been on
Gemma's
it more
been
than
on, gosh
one.
She's had a new bum apparently.
Vicky Patterson, Charlotte Crosby, they're Gaz Beadle.
Yeah, on this, in this series, Josh Ritchie was there from Love Island. We had Aaron from Geordie Shore. We had Ross Warwick. He was in the beginning, like X on the Beach. I think there was me, and I think they're the only sort of people from reality TV that was on there. And then we had a couple of other characters come in, so like just like normal, but it was really fun.
Wait, is it fun though?
Because is it your ex? I couldn't think of anything worse.
No, but it is fun. I mean, like the group activities when we go out of the villa and we do things like it's so fun. Obviously, the ex part is never going to be fun for anyone because like, even if I was in a club in London, I slept with my ex, I would still be an absolute devil. Like I'd still be losing my shit. But that bit's obviously hard to deal with. But apart from that, it's a good experience. It's hot. It's fun. So
that's true. You are abroad.
Yeah,
so that's
but
nice.
Still, I just think no matter where I was, I would want to. Yeah, well,
no, you wouldn't.
And how did it come about? Are we allowed to talk about it?
Yeah.
Your
it's
ex,
all come out now.
Your ex.
Yeah.
There he is, ringing.
Is he ringing?
No.
When I first come on, obviously it says, like, basically they said I'd been with, like, Josh Ritchie was an ex, but Josh wasn't an ex.
To someone you knew?
Yeah, I'd never been with him or got with him. Jack Devlin, same thing. Like I spoke to him when I was really young. So the only two exes I had on there was Adam and Jax. I started to rekindle with Jax and then obviously found out like in the first couple of weeks we were together that he had like obviously been messing around. So I didn't take that well. But I mean, it's a year on from the show. And
were you a bit heartbroken at the time?
I was at the time, even though it was like the first 8 weeks of us talking. I just felt like we just was very close when we got together. So it did hurt, so I'm not going to lie. It was a really bad move on his behalf. And he's paid for it ever since. So.
Silly boy!
Yeah, I mean, it's a year on now, and I'm really happy. So
you've got a boyfriend now, right? So you've moved... You've
no, I got back with him.
Oh!
So, yeah, it's a year on.
I'm getting confused.
That's
now.
What I mean.
So hold on a minute. So he was on the show.
So he came on
split?
The show. We split, yeah.
It was
had
a bit
our
naughty.
Differences. Yeah, and then it's been a year since now, and we're still together, so... But it's different.
You let him off the...
Well, I think it was the fact that it was so early. Like, we wasn't in a relationship. Like, it was in the first sort of 8 weeks of us talking. And I wasn't exactly an angel either. So we just sort of... I didn't talk to him for a while. And then we just met up. And since then, like, we're...
There's a little connection.
Since then, like, I think we've both grown up and sort of learned... He's definitely learned, so...
The grass isn't greener, is
no, exactly. That is the best saying ever.
He's grown up a bit. How old is he?
He's 26, 27 this month.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you think, wedding bells?
Well, I hope, but he needs to pull the ring out, I think.
Oh! He's like, you know,
once he does
that,
I know,
that
I keep telling him, he's like, yeah, I will. And I'm thinking, well, clearly you're not, because I can't see the ring yet.
But yeah, if it's a difficult one, right?
And what's he
right?
doing now? What is he up to, apart from having his teeth done?
What, as in, like, today?
Work-wise.
He's just sort of opening a few businesses and things like that. He's got stuff in the pipeline, so that should be up and running in the next few months.
Oh,
so
exciting.
Yeah, he literally told me to open my business, because I was being a bit lazy about it. Then he was like, look, get it done.
Is this your fashion range?
Yeah, that's
so
my fashion
range. So tell us a bit about this.
So I've opened a clothing line called Dress Me Like This. So it's dressmelikethis.com. It's got like all like modern stuff, like things that girls love. Like, so it's all like the glitzy tracksuits and like the fur and things like that. I only got a couple of items in at first, which were more winter, but they've sort of sold out and they're selling out. So for the last 2-3 weeks I've sort of slowed down on it and not really promoted it to get any orders in because I'm getting my summer range in. So I'm going to bring in a summer collection, so like caftans, matching two pieces, and just like things that girls love. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to follow you.
Yeah, you have to follow it and have a little look, but it is amazing.
I'm looking now.
I know. So the summer stuff coming up is going to be a good one, I think.
So is that kind of the route you want to take? Like that kind of, like, I'm trying to think of, like, Amy Childs has done it really well.
Yeah,
hasn't she?
That's kind of it. Vibe. I think at this age, obviously I'm 20. How old am I? I'm 20. I'm 26 this year. So I wanted to open a couple of businesses and do, because obviously I can work now. Like, obviously I did when I was younger, but I think I need to be my own boss.
Yeah.
So like, or opening a couple, like this is the first one, and like hopefully by like the next year or two I should have about 3 or 4 like different things going.
That's quite impressive. That's my aim. I'm 31 Good. And I haven't got any businesses.
Well,
going,
I'm so. Aiming
You've got a business. You're always in everyone else's business. That's why.
That's my career.
That's your career. But oh, that's fantastic.
I know. So I'm going to see how that goes.
And are you modelling the clothes yourself?
I'm modelling the clothes myself, yeah. I've got my little cousin. I wouldn't say little, she's like 21 or 22. But she's modelled some bits on the site just because she's an absolute doll. Like, she's so pretty. So I had her do it, but I do model my bits myself. Like, I'll put a picture on my Instagram and I'll tag my clothing line in it. So then that's pretty much how we get sales.
Nice.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to have a look now.
Yeah, have a look.
And where do people get it? So it's Dress Me Like This.
So yeah, Dress Me Like, www.dressmelikethis.com.
Yeah.
Or you can have a look on Instagram, and the Instagram is Dress Me Like This Official.
I love
get
that.
On it. Probably not one Guess for on me, it. But you know.
You never know. I've had a couple of boys message me on Instagram about my tracksuits, you know.
Oh, really?
Swear
so
to
is,
God.
It, is it a lot of casual gear? Would I like it, say?
Yeah, it's like, no, yeah, it's like the nice,
or like them
yeah, it's like the sparkly tracksuits, like the velour tracksuits, like just really nice, comfortable stuff. I've got a couple of nice dresses, like the furs, the ponchos, like that was all in the winter range, but like I said, I bought a really small selection because you never know what way it's going to go, because everyone's got clothing lines, and I didn't want to buy so much and then be stuck with it. So I did that. That went fine, and now I'm looking forward to the summer collection,
because a lot of from Tower have done very well, like Amy Childs.
Yeah, they
now
have
a new baby.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, it depends. I've got a taste of fashion, so I know good stuff and quality stuff. Like, so I buy good stuff. I don't get it in here, like in England. So I get good quality stuff, and I know what people like.
Yes.
So it's not all shit.
Is that a read of someone? Are you coming for someone
I love
right
that.
Now?
No, it's just not crap. Like, it's not crap stuff. I've bought things before and I've got it, and like, it's like threading and stuff. Do you know what I mean? Or it's see-through, or like, you wash it once and it's off-coloured and it's like, it's just the quality's crap. Whereas mine, if you pay a bit more for nicer stuff, then you're going to get nicer quality stuff.
Got it. So will you be doing any more reality TV in the future, do you think?
Oh, well, I am in meetings for a few things, so we'll have to see.
What would you like to do? I mean, would you ever do The Big Brother or The Jungle? Is that something that
you'd
like?
I think the next move would have to be one of them now, because obviously I've done Towip, done X on the Beach. I mean, from there, you've just got to keep going up.
And how was your experience? Because I've had so many in here from X on the Beach, and they go, oh my God, I lost it, and I, you know, I had too much to drink, and I had a temper.
Well, I did lose it. Like, I had a clip of me go viral when I actually like lost my shit in there, so I can say I am crazy.
Who
but
did
then
you,
so,
who did you lose it at? One of the girls?
Oh yeah,
or?
just some troll on there. But like, if you
some troll,
if you watch it, it's jokes. Like, I look back on it and think, rah, like, I'm crazy. But everyone's got a crazy side. Like, everyone, I think every girl has gotten in a crazy side. I don't think it's like, oh no, I lost. Like, everyone's got that crazy bit in them. Yeah. I think it's just what makes you bring it out.
Mm. I'd like to see your crazy side, Lizzie.
Oh man. Well, I'm Taurus. I don't get, honestly, as a second way, I keep saying. And I'm really calm the whole time.
Yeah.
But if I do go, so I'm really, I just like, and someone goes, oh my God.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I'm
takes
really
takes loads.
I just don't.
Takes loads, so it really
yeah,
takes
that's
loads.
Grumpy
all
like
the time.
Me,
it takes no, so I'm never grumpy.
Mm. No.
I'm really good. And I forget things so quick, like someone could really upset me. And then I'll see them and think, I'm very forgiving.
Yeah,
too
I'm really,
forgiving,
I'm too forgiving for my own good, but I'm really calm. But it takes a lot for me. So I think that says about X on the Beach, because a lot of people, when I come off, was like, I didn't know you had that side. Well, I don't. It's just, I was pushed so bad, antagonised so bad that I lost it. But obviously, on a normal day, I'm actually all right.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah, but you know, you see someone, they lose it and it is mad, throwing glasses.
That's what X on the Beach is all about, though.
But I've never done that.
Yeah. No. But if you didn't do that on X on the Beach, you wouldn't get any airtime.
Yeah, you've got to do that.
That's what Gemma Lucy told us.
Nicole, I mean, Gemma was quite honest. I mean, I'm not sure if you like Gemma or not, or know her, but she was quite. Was that
I don't like her.
But she was very honest in saying, you know what, I knew I would get any time if I, you know,
I think it depends on the person you are. Like, personally, I wouldn't do things for airtime because I think it's cringe. Like, I think that whatever's happening is happening. If you're involved in something, you're involved in something. If you're not, there's plenty of things I weren't involved in. I just sat around and, like, played with my hair, did my makeup, went for a swim. Do you know what I mean? Like, there are other things. It's such a big place. You don't always have to be, like, unless it's your name being mentioned or something to do, if you don't really need it. Like, if you don't get involved, if you're not a big enough character, then step away, I think. Because then, if you're a big enough character, you won't need to get airtime because airtime will come to you. That's what I believe.
I like this thinking.
I think I'm a bit with you. I would stay out. I try and stay out of people's.
Yeah. Round. That's it. That's what I mean.
Don't get involved. But it was a good experience for you. You're glad you did the show.
Yeah, I'm glad because, you know, I think it's taught me a lot. And yeah, it was
and you're
a good.
Back.
I'm back. And it's a year on now. And I'm doing other things.
And you're with the man.
I'm with the man, yeah.
I feel wedding bells. I feel it.
I know.
I'm
well,
I'm a psychic.
Everyone's
really
been saying
it.
That to us lately, but you know, I think you've got to let them get on with it. The boys, didn't you?
Well, he's got a new tooth. He might get you.
Yeah,
just one tooth.
Fantastic.
Oh, you're making me joke.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, really darling. Nice and where can everyone go? Say it again for everyone listening.
www.dressmelikethis.com.
And is that your Instagram handle?
Instagram is Dress Me Like This Official.
Fabulous. All right, my darling. Nicole, lovely to see you.
Okay, guys.
Looking beautiful.
Very
as
beautiful.
Always. And you.
I'm jealous of that suntan.
Do you know what? The sun just sees me and it just crisps me right
it
up.
It loves you,
like
darling.
A piece of bacon.
Yeah.
It loves you.
Exactly.
Well, good to see you, Nicole.
You
and,
too.
And we'll see you very soon. Yes. Come back to FUBA with the wedding
come
ring.
Come back with the ring.
Can I come to the wedding? Come.
You.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? A bit of Madonna.
I love Madonna. Have you seen Madonna in concert?
Yes, twice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have too.
Did you see her at the Met Ball?
Unbelievable. What was that outfit about?
I loved it. It's so Madonna.
But her bag was like a bottle.
Yeah, you know, it had rosé wine in it. She was just chugging her wine all night from a canteen.
Like what soldiers have. Was it
yeah, she said it in an interview. Yeah, she'd... So I love Madonna, though, for that.
I love her. I adored her.
She refuses to look nice at events.
What was the gold star on her teeth?
Oh, yeah, she likes having
a
grill.
I don't like that look. I didn't like that look.
Okay,
but nice. I love Madonna.
Who did you like at the Met Ball? Did you see?
Oh, I thought there were a few weird outfits.
What about
outfits.
Rihanna? You see Rihanna's big circle outfit?
No.
What about Solange Knowles's... what was she wearing? Like a bed...
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, that red.
Weird.
She was a host.
She was a whole stuff.
She was, I don't think it was a vintage year for the Met.
For the outfits.
For the Met Gala, no. But
Kendall,
Madonna,
Kendall.
I was... No, I'm not bothered by the Kardashians. They can
her outfit off. Arrived in a little box, and it was so little because there was nothing off that fabric. It was something... I could wear
a bit like what you wear,
yes, darling.
You're not. You do know what I was upset by, though, Nazim.
Oh, don't get upset. What?
I'm really upset. You weren't wearing royal blue, and I like you in a nice.
I wore blue the other day for you, didn't I? Okay, it's an old song. Royal blue. What is this royal blue about?
I think dark haired ladies look really lovely in royal blue.
I wore.
Have you ever been blonde?
I have. I'll bring in the pictures. Terrible. Mandy Smith era for your time.
Probably.
I had to do a guest jeans.
Oh,
shoot,
okay.
And I had very streaky blonde hair. But it was like when Wham was about. It was like, young. Very young.
Okay.
Like now. Still young. I'm still alive, folks.
You're 70 years young.
Listen, I'm not 70. I'm 87. Listen, it's good. I feel younger than ever.
And you do look good. No denying
that. Well, maybe
that.
Not so much today. I've had a little bit of a...
You got a little spot, but you've covered
week.
It up.
Everything's full of champagne. I've just had a bit of drama today, but I think I've sorted it.
Babes.
Thank the Lord.
I think life is full of dramas, you know?
But you know what? I had real friends there. Drama-rama. And if no one turned up, I knew they weren't a real friend. I mean, there's Denise Welsh flies in from LA. Another one from the south of France. And I've got someone who lives in North London can't even be asked to come around the corner. And I thought, you know what? Learn
name
who
and
my
shame.
Friends are. No,
name and shame.
No.
Can you tell
but
me off air?
I've learned a few things.
Tell me off air.
I will. I've
no,
a few things.
We had a very. It was a very good event. Your party.
Thanks.
What are you going to do to top it next year?
Oh, I've got a great idea.
You're going to fly everyone to Disneyland.
Oh, actually, no, that's quite nice.
It's
like that.
Good idea, isn't it?
I quite like that. In fact, you're not far off.
You're going to fly everyone to Chessington World of Adventures.
Nope.
Thorpe Park.
No. Oh no, I got lost in
Hyde
Park.
Park.
No, Hyde Park. Why would I want to do that? You're obsessed with parks.
I am, to be honest.
No, it's going to be fun. Don't worry, I've got a year to think about it.
Okay, good.
Hopefully I'll get there. Hopefully this will not be my last birthday.
Do you know what I'd like to see next year? A little boyfriend.
Yeah, but I would never show it. Keep everything under the radar.
Why?
Because that's private life. Keep it a bit private. Everything else is on show. Right? Let's have a little bit of privacy, please.
If you got a boyfriend next year, though, and he wanted to come.
Depends. I'm a bit cagey with that. I like to keep it...
Interesting.
Because imagine everyone...
I find this very interesting,
Candy. I'll have Closer Magazine going, what's Lizzie really like? And did you...
That's true.
Can you imagine?
That's true.
I don't know. Let's
see. So you're not going to be dating one of the Dream Boys or anything anytime soon, I guess.
No, I'm not doing Dream Boys, no. I just want a bit intelligent.
Intelligent?
Someone that talks about politics. I don't mean to say that.
But you could have someone with politics.
I am quite politically minded,
recently
though.
Broke up with
and
his
I've
wife
got some news for you soon.
Are you starting a political party?
My own party. Just the other night.
Are you going to...
You were there. I had my own party.
The Chai Kitchen party.
Yeah.
Are you going to...
run.
I'm going to run for Prime Minister.
Possibly.
Can't do that in the UK, but...
Yeah. For... Could
political
be.
Office.
Could be. I think I'm going to go into politics.
For what party?
You'll find out. I'm wearing green. It isn't the Green Party.
You're like the antithesis of the Green Party, Lizzie.
I love the Green Body.
Driving around in your big car.
With big Merc. No, can I just say I had a lovely birthday and thank you for all the lovely messages and all the lovely tweets.
Don't forget my birthday card again.
I love you, my birthday card. Thank you so much.
If you leave it, I'll be very upset.
And can I just say I'm so excited because Bananarama will be coming to FUBA Radio.
And they bloody
and
well better be because we're going to play them
to finish
the show.
Them to finish off this show. But I'm really grateful for all the support and followers and everyone who sent lovely messages to me.
You're very lucky. You've got very good fans.
I have.
And friends.
You? I've wonderful. The best.
The best.
The best.
So I promised you a bit of Bananarama.
Yes.
Are you feeling a bit of Robert De Niro's waiting to end the show?
It's only my favourite.
Only your fave.
Oh my God. Seriously.
Yep.
Is it happening?
It's going to happen. So thanks everyone for listening this week.
Yeah, thank
you. Bit of Bananarama to play you out. And we'll be back next week with Access on Areas.
Bye, darlings.
Bye.